Kevin Guthrie here from Radio Newark, another one of our mini podcasts. Okay, so we are releasing these almost daily at the moment, and they are very COVID-19 and mental health based. Okay, we're doing these because we want to engage, you know what I mean? And we want to, I guess we all want to try and navigate this this particular point in our lives as best we can. Okay, so I've been asking for people to get in touch and put across suggestions about things that you would like me to talk about. And somebody asked about sleep. How do we get a better night's sleep given that we are so worried about what's happening? Great question. Thank you so much for sending that in. And if you have any more questions, then please send them in. So sleep, what is it about sleep? Well, if our nervous system, you know, I talked to you today about deep breathing and our nervous system's being on alert. There is a threat around us. So the mind kind of goes into this place of threat. So therefore, it never really wants to go to sleep. And I talked to you the other day about deep breathing. So here's the first thing about, there is going to be a link there. The first thing about deep breathing and sleep. Sleep for me, having a good night's sleep starts way in earlier in the day, almost as early as 9-8 o'clock in the morning. Okay. So if you can get up at a regular point, firstly, that's going to be your first way into getting a better night's sleep. Having some sort of routine. And that at the moment has been thrown out the window for a lot of people because a lot of people are at home, they're working from home. So their routine's gone. It's completely gone. So if you are working from home, I'm going to encourage you to set some sort of boundaries on your day. So in this household, what we did the other day was I wrote down when my appointments were, when I'm seeing people face-to-face, by telephone or via Skype. I wrote those down so as my partner could see when I was in the office and when I was going to be busy. That also helps me structure my own day because then I can see when I'm busy and when I'm not and when I can do things like this. Okay, so maybe have a pad on the table and write down a bit of structure. I was just talking to a client about this, and you know, our day is kind of broken down into two main sections, morning and afternoon, and you could break those down into two further sections. So you end up with about four sections of an hour and three quarters each, somewhere around that. I didn't really do the maths on that, I guessed. So give yourself a bit of structure. Work out when lunch is, work out when your breaks are, and give yourself tasks to do. It will just keep a sense of routine. Because once you're at home, you know, there's this real, real temptation to go, yeah, I'll just do it later. And that's when you drop out of your routine. And that's when you go to bed, the sleep goes out the window a little bit. So first thing is routine. Linking back into deep breathing, doing the deep breathing all day, every day, deep breathing every hour will just calm your nervous system. So remember that when we go to bed and our nervous system is calmer, then there's more chance that we are going to go to sleep. But that starts way earlier in the day, okay? I keep saying this, there's a threat around. There's a threat around us and our anxiety is heightened. So do the deep breathing. 2 minutes deep breathing. There's a video out there. In fact, there's 1,000 videos on deep breathing. I released one the other day. You'll find it on Guthrie Therapy Facebook page. But do the deep breathing. It puts you in a better place for when you do go to bed, you'll then go to sleep. Okay, so earlier in the day, deep breathing. From about 7-8 o'clock in the evening, try to digital down, as I call it. Digital down is getting rid of all digital devices. Just get rid of them. No phones, no iPads, get rid of them. Those lights from iPads and phones will just, they activate the brain. So definitely 1 hour before bed, we're not using them. But I want to see like 2 or 3 hours before bed, not using your phone. Allow the energy in the mind to drop. And then if this drops, then when we go to bed, we'll sleep. Okay? So blue lights, digital down, and routine. If you do all of those things, there's more chance that you're going to go to sleep. The other thing you can do as well is about 30 minutes before you go to bed, have a warm drink. Something like a chamomile tea, something like that. Or sometimes we have in this house a decaf tea. Oh, that's the other one. Nearly forgot. Caffeine. stop drinking caffeine about 1 o'clock in the day. Okay, no caffeine after 1 o'clock and little caffeine before that. Okay, remembering that the caffeine that you intake will feed the anxiety. So again, if you want a good night's sleep, that's why it starts way earlier in the day. Stop drinking caffeine at 1 o'clock. If you want to warm drink before you go to bed, that's fine. You can have milk. You can have a decaffeinated tea. Okay, I'm going to say tea and not coffee because I still think the mind might be tricked into thinking that there's caffeine in there. All right, so warm drink before bed, digital time before bed, a routine, and particularly in these kind of uncertain times when routine has been completely thrown out the window, and get up on time. Even if you haven't got to get up, even if you are in a position where, again, I was talking to somebody today that hadn't been laid off but wasn't doing their job, so kind of like semi-laid off, so therefore all of this time just hanging around with nothing to do. So get up at a regular point, exercise, stop drinking caffeine at about one, stop using mobiles and iPads from about 7 or 8, depending on what time you go to bed. When you get into bed or when you sit on the edge of the bed, take a deep, deep breath. Spend about 2 minutes deep breathing, and then that will really take you under. Okay? Any more questions, please keep firing them in. We are here to serve you at the moment, here to try and keep your mental health as on point as it can be given this troublesome time. Okay? I will be back with you very soon. Take care, look after each other, and please, please, please be safe. Bye-bye.